Today, the French finance minister, Bruno Le Maire, said that if President Trump imposes tariffs on French products as threatened, the EU will retaliate. Trump is threatening tariffs in response to a tax France is levying on some U.S. tech firms, including Google and Amazon. And this spat comes as both countries air their competing visions for NATO at the NATO meeting this week in London. But it's not just France. Earlier this week, Trump announced new tariffs on some products from Brazil and Argentina, and he's signaling that he might wait longer for a trade agreement with China, to which the markets responded by dropping. Ali Velshi is the MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Robin.
And start with France, Trump threatening a 100% tariff on wine and other luxury goods in retaliation for France's new digital tax. What's that about?
So France levied a 3% tax on companies that have at least $845 million in global revenue who do online sales in France, but are not based in France. There are about 30 companies affected by this, and most of them are American tech firms like Google and Facebook. There's some Chinese and British and even some French businesses affected. But it's part of a global push where countries are trying to deal with the fact that tax codes are not written for the internet. So what do you do with a company that's based in a low tax haven or a place that they're paying their taxes to, but they make a lot of money in your country? A digital tax is a solution seen by some companies, but because most of these big digital companies are American, America doesn't tend to like this.
Well, and it's interesting because internally, within the country, there's concern that people are buying things online and not paying taxes on them. So we have that question here as well. But here is President Trump really kind of lashing out at these countries, many other countries doing this, Turkey, Italy. Trump said they could be next in line for a tariff hike. And one of the rationales for the tariffs we're hearing this week is currency manipulation. Trump announced those new steel and aluminum tariffs on Argentina and Brazil. Because, as he said, they're currency manipulators. But we know Brazil's also stepped in to supply soybeans to China because China stopped buying them from the U.S. because of the trade war. So what's going on here?
So it's hard to call Brazil or Argentina currency manipulators. In fact, the United States Treasury, which does this on an official basis, doesn't contain either of those two countries. The real and the peso are down because both of those countries' economies are very weak. Brazil is on the edge of a recession. Argentina is dealing with a bunch of things, including 50% inflation. So that's typically what this is all about. Brazil's got a free floating currency. So if your economy is weak, typically you lower your interest rates. And when you lower interest rates, your currency becomes less attractive to other countries. Now, Brazil and Argentina have been selling U.S. dollars to support their and buying their currencies on the open market to support them. That's actually the opposite of currency manipulation. When you buy dollars and strengthen the U.S. dollar, that is currency manipulation against the dollar. So Donald Trump's ideas about currency manipulation don't make sense. But Brazil got most of the soybean orders that used to come from America after the trade deal. Yeah. And so and we're not, even if the trade deal were dropped tomorrow, China has helped Brazil build some of that infrastructure to supply soybeans, so they're going to be doing a lot more business with China. So that is part of it.
Could
it's got
be
more to
payback,
do with the trade deal.
Payback there. Just real brief, we only got 30 seconds.
Yeah.
What do you think about that trade deal?
Well, a lot of people have been doubting whether one's coming. President Trump keeps on hinting it's around the corner. We're going to have the signing. And now he's saying it may not happen until after the election, which is in keeping with what we've been hearing from the Chinese. So that's why markets are suffering today. No deal on the horizon.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent, and our friend. Thank you.
Thank you.